This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. So much going on. Did you see the story about the EPA canceling $7 billion in the solar energy grants that were given during the Biden administration?
All the climate activists are, no!
So the idea was to help pay for residential solar projects for more than 900,000 lower income U.S. households. Trump administration is canceling that grant. And part of it, it said, let's see, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said in a statement on social media, authority for the solar program was eliminated under the tax and spending law signed by Trump last month and set aside $20 billion for community development projects to boost renewable energy and another $7 billion for the solar project. That's a lot of money. Let me just point out that the way that these grants work in so many cases when it comes to government, the approval process, the what you got to go through, the great lengths to try to get approved, there's more bureaucracy that ends up with the money. There's more politicians and people that are filling out forms, then it goes to actually helping the cause that you want it to help. So even if you were thinking to yourself, oh, this is so great, we'll be able to get solar power for cheap and it'll help cost our bring our energy costs down. Sure, if the money was actually going towards that. What we know is that, I don't know what the overhead is for something like this, but it's probably half if I had to guess. And most of the money probably didn't even go towards what the original goal was if I had to guess too.
Right. No, I would agree.
Same thing
with
the charging stations are a great example of that, too. It's just ridiculous what you have to go through to get that. So here we are today. It's gone, which is good. I think what I find, too, is the amount of money that they could have spent just offsetting costs to begin with. It would be more pragmatic. So I'll give you an example. There was a place in Ann Arbor. There was a neighborhood. They wanted to do these geothermal heat pumps, basically, so they can supply, hot water and heat to these homes. And what they would do is they would have these pumps that would just basically take care of an entire neighborhood. So I looked at the cost it would be to put it in there, and then I calculated it based on each home. And I think it was like $30,000 per home or something like that. And I thought to myself, okay, if you're paying $200 a month in electricity, how long would it take for you to burn through $20,000 based on what they're doing that? So if you really wanted to offset the cost, if you said, we're just going to give you $20,000 in credits for your energy, that would have paid that plus the next generation's energy, as opposed to buying these pumps and putting all of this effort through it, which you know it'll fail at some point. So if you want to be more responsible with your money, you just apply it towards the goal of the infrastructure that's already there, as opposed to building the new infrastructure, particularly when you're talking about private residential homes, and only some are going to benefit.
Right. And that's part of the problem. You're right. Only some would benefit.
Yeah. So EPA cancels that $7 billion grant and hopefully more grants to come down the drain. All right, let's go to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
People don't even bother to check the facts. We're doing everything that we can to avoid civilian casualties.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part. You want to avoid civilian casualties. That was Benjamin Netanyahu. So I think that Israel is trying their best. It's hard when your enemy is a terrorist group that uses women and children as human shields.
Our group is committed to ending this corrupt special session.
No, they're not. They're committed. This is Texas Democrat Gene Wu on CNN saying that they are committed, but they're really not committed. What they're committed to doing is avoiding it at all costs and trying to use this as a way to filibuster by not showing up.
Tariff inflation, tariff recession, tariff catastrophe. None of that has happened. Okay.
Larry Kudlow. I think that's a very good point. Based on what you thought would happen, based on the reality of what actually happened, either you're way off in your timing, as some Democrats are going to try to argue that, oh, it's coming, don't worry, it's coming. Or you're just wrong again, added to the pile of wrong predictions that you've had about this administration.
2 years of the Biden administration, the BLS overestimated job creation by 1.5 million jobs.
So that was pretty big. That was Steve Moore, and he was at a press conference inside of the White House saying that, okay, you want to talk about overestimating and trying to revise job reports? If we go back and look at it during the Biden administration, you're probably going to revise it down 1.5 million jobs, which, Kim, seems to be, if you talk to the man on the street, they have a hard time right now when it comes to employment, sending resumes out 100 times before you get one response. You talk about the nightmare of what it is trying to find a good job during the Biden administration, then yeah, that tracks that maybe they were definitely overestimating the amount of jobs that were actually happening. And at the end of that little clip, you have President Trump mentioning he doesn't think it was unintentional. He thinks they were purposely lying to manipulate the data to make Joe Biden and the Democrats look better, which could very well be the case, too, and which is one of the justifications of why he fired the person he did in that position.
I wholeheartedly believe that was intentional to make the Biden administration look like they were more effective than they were. And I remember that statistic coming out, I think, toward the end of last year, I guess closer to November before the election. And wasn't it like 800 and I'm throwing this number out here, but I want to say it was like, you know, the Biden administration overestimated job growth by 800 and maybe 16,000 jobs. Mm. We're not talking, oh, you know, a couple thousand. I could understand why you might be off just a little bit, but to be off nearly 1 million jobs saying that you added way more than you did, that's a problem. And the other thing that you have to factor in is, well, inflation was so bad under Joe Biden, mm-hmm. the economy was not doing well, that people were in many cases having to get a second job. So even if he was adding jobs, I would argue that people were having to go out and get a second job. It's not like it was somebody who was just graduating college and was getting their first job.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, you talk about these things and you can have a good job and still have second jobs, third job. And I use myself as an example. I have my main job. I fill in here in St. Louis when I can. I fill in other markets when they ask me to. One, it's fun and it's easy for me to do. But two, it's another job. And then I do coast to coast AM on the weekends too. I have all these different side jobs and I look at it as an opportunity to become a little bit more financially comfortable,
yeah,
and you know, build a little bit of a buffer zone, because radio is an industry that is a tough industry where you'll just get anything could happen. You can get fired the next day and it won't be your fault, or they'll just do layoffs or they'll do cutting or whatever it is, and you have to have all these other irons in the fire in order mm-hmm. to protect yourself. So I'm working like four different jobs, it feels like.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are having side hustles these days in general because you want different revenue streams. Like you said, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. I absolutely am not complaining. I'm not saying that to complain, because I'm actually very grateful that I'm able to do things like this. And I have a lot of fun and it gives me a way to stay connected to St. Louis, even though I'm not in St. Louis anymore. And I think the stations like it as well, because I'm at least familiar with St. Louis, so that helps. But I look at all these other people that are like driving ride shares, and I know a radio producer that works at a different radio station, and he does the Grubhub or whatever, where he delivers food to people outside of his main shift. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh man, I just can't imagine that you'd have to do something in the sense that it's a necessity for you. And he's married, like they have dual income. Mm-hmm. Things are not easy right now for a lot of different people.
No, but you know, Lisa on Facebook's making a good point. She's saying there's a difference between jobs and careers, because a lot of people have these jobs, and I'm not knocking them, but let's just pick on McDonald's here for a second. They have a full-time job at McDonald's, and they're really mad saying, I can't support my family on this, and I work 40 hours a week. Well, guess what? You're not, if you're flipping burgers there and you're not a manager there, you're not, it's not set up to provide for a family of four or five. To me, that is a job. That is again, unless you're in management, that is a stepping stone. And so these are the same people who then make the argument, well, you should be paying me $20 minimum wage. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, let's do that, just like they did in California, and then watch what happens. The employers understandably can't afford that, so they start laying people off. They have to close businesses. You have Shake Shack, who just says, we're out of here. You know, we'll keep locations open, but we're moving our headquarters to Franklin, Tennessee, because it's a lot more lucrative for us. We don't have the same regulations that the, you know, crazy people in California are trying to impose on us.
Yeah. You know what's tough too? Sometimes, you ever gone into like a Panda Express and you look at the signs and they're like, managers start off at $100,000, or like a Sheetz gas station or something. Yeah, yeah. You see those signs and you're like, there's no way that's true. But if it is, you're like, wait a minute. I wonder if I could
I could do that job.
A Chinese restaurant chain. Yeah. I wonder.
You could free orange chicken?
How hard can it be?
Well, with the way that customer service is going, oh my gosh, it really wouldn't be that. Maybe it'd be hard to manage the employees because they never show up and they're, you know, terrible with customers these days. But
yeah, well, there's the Breaking Bad philosophy. And if anyone's seen that show, they understand Gus is a main character and he runs a chicken sandwich fast food restaurant chain. And, you know, at the same time, he's also a drug kingpin. So you're like, is that how they do it? Like in the background,
what are you doing there?
Are they making meth to make that kind of money?
What's the guy's name?
Gus.
No. From Breaking Bad. It's like, well, I'm thinking, yes, it is Gus.
Walter,
what's the
White.
Walter White. Thank you. That's who I'm thinking of. By the way, Mark corrected me on YouTube. I'm talking about In-N-Out Burger, not Shake Shack, is the one that's moving their headquarters. Yeah. Did you hear about that, by the way?
No,
yeah,
I've never had
it. It's a big
Shake Shack.
I haven't either.
Or In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, Shake Shack's good, but In-N-Out I've never had. But that's a big deal because that's been in California for quite some time now, and they're saying, "Yeah, we're done here."
You know, I have a Shake Shack like 5 minutes from my house, and I've never been to it, but people love it for some reason. Should I go try it out today? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, the actual shakes are. I mean, the burgers are good too. I'm sure they're terrible for you, but they're very tasty.
Well, there's an update to the Epstein that oversight committees and the Democrats are calling for a hearing with the Epstein victims. I wonder if that's going to bring anything forward. I guess we'll find out coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Yesterday, I took the kids to the outlet mall in order to get them school clothes and shoes and whatnot.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And well, they're spoiled kids, one, but two, taking kids that age, 10 and 4, they get bored so easy when you're looking at clothes and shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, poor mom, she's just trying to go out there and find things that are the right fit for them and trying to find the right price to make sure, you know, you're not buying, if you're going to an outlet mall, you want it to be a lot cheaper than if you're to just buy it online or whatever.
Right.
So we go out there and we find these Adidas shoes and they're such great deals and everything is so good. Can I tell you what happened when I was there with the idea? I got a story about going to the outlet mall. We're going to have to save for later because I told you we'd talk about this other oversight committee hearing. So I'm going to name for you a couple of the representatives that want the Epstein list out there. Robert Garcia from California, your favorite representative, Jasmine Crockett from Texas, Ro Khanna from California, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, among others, are calling for the House Oversight Committee to bring in some of the Epstein victims so they can hear testimony from them. Okay, so those are the ones that want to try to force this in. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump that came out on Thursday and slammed the Wall Street Journal's editorial board for routinely criticizing his trade policy with China-centric rhetoric, and also slammed them for the Epstein lawsuits. So Donald Trump essentially saying a lot of this stuff is propaganda. There's nothing to see there. They're just doing this as a way to slow down his progress that he's making. And, you know, part of it is this birthday letter or whatever that came out. The drawing that the Wall Street Journal claimed was from Donald Trump. So do you think that the hearings into Epstein and the way the Democrats care about it now and didn't care about it then is just a way for them to try to sandbag some of the different initiatives from Donald Trump?
Well, I think this has been kind of a thorn in the Trump administration's side, because I think the Trump administration has done a phenomenal job, but I wouldn't give them an A plus. And that's only because I feel like there's been a couple instances where they've talked this big game up, like, oh, this is going to be some bombshell report, and then it's a nothing burger. And so people have been frustrated. And the Epstein list is kind of one of them, where we thought that more would be released, and it's just been back and forth. And so people have been irritated that Trump hasn't released more. And then he called for it, remember? And then a judge said, no, you can't do that. So it's been back and forth. But I think this is their way of trying to keep some negative publicity going with Trump, because they know that this has not been a good look for him, even among conservatives.
Do you know the reference Al Capone's vault?
No, I know Al Capone, but I don't know that reference.
Well, I think you may have heard it referenced before. It was one of the big busts on live television. Geraldo Rivera was going to break into Al Capone's vault. Think of all the riches that could possibly be behind this wall in this vault. So they find it. They make it into must-see TV. It was a two-hour live television special that happened in 1986. And as you can imagine, they bust into this thing and there's nothing inside.
Of course.
Like it looks empty, and it looks run down and dingy and moldy, and everything about it just screams mildew. So you go into it and it's just like what looks like an empty concrete space underground. And that was it. You got 2 hours of watching this thing and nothing inside. Is that what the Epstein stuff is? The lead up to it, and everyone's like, boom, boom, boom. Let's get to the end of this. Let's bust into the Epstein vault. Let's find the names. And then they bust in and there's nothing there. Could that possibly be what's actually happening here? Because I have a hard time accepting that to be the case.
They claim there's not an actual list. Have you heard that?
That's what
I'm not sure I believe that. I mean, you do have to be careful when you're releasing this list, because if these are claims that are not in some way corroborated, that could be a problem in and of itself.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, making these accusations that are very serious. Right. If you're falsely put on this list. Right, right. Even if you're just on the list, but you didn't do anything, then you being on the list would insinuate that you did. So then that would open up the door for a potential lawsuit. So, I mean, they do have to be careful with this. I just wish they wouldn't have talked it up so much, because now once you've talked it up so much, now we all want to see it. And then for Trump to come out there and say, you know, why do you care so much? That was irritating to me. And I know people say, well, you shouldn't criticize Trump. No, I'm going to criticize Trump. Just because I support him wholeheartedly as the president of the United States and I'd vote for him time and again doesn't mean that I can't sit here and say, you know what, Trump didn't handle this the best way.
I guess if you're doing it as a way to bring forth charges, then you can't really be sued if you're being charged, if that's the public information side of it, unredacted. I wonder, but, you know, it's one of those deals where I know they're trying to push this, I think, just to sandbag, because I don't think their interest is really trying to get to the bottom of the Epstein stuff. Their interest is try to impede Trump as much as possible. All right, Nicole Murray joining us after the break, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to your Friday. It's getting there. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show as well. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Our guest now, Nicole Murray. There we go. This morning with Gordon Deal, you could have checked out this morning. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Does this count as overtime for you when you do these radio appearances after the show, or is this just part of the job?
No, that's like separate side hustle stuff that I do. So, yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. We want to make sure you're taken care of. That's what we
want. Ryan, you didn't. You weren't told that you had to personally pay Nicole for her appearance today?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's on you.
Nicole, I don't know what the going rate is, but will a thank you suffice?
I also heard someone told me that freshly made breakfast being sent to my desk is part of the deal.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to tell him about that. Yeah.
What's the perfect breakfast then for Nicole Murray?
Probably like an omelet with cheese, peppers, spinach. That way you get your protein, maybe like a bite of bacon, crispy. And then a nice mimosa would be lovely.
Well, technically the show's over, I guess. But yeah.
You know what I don't like are those fancy restaurants that it seems the menu, it just doesn't sound that great because it seems as though they're trying so hard to be Instagram worthy. And they make these fancy meals. I'm like, I just want an omelet. I just want pancakes or waffles or something. You know, I don't need the fancy schmancy stuff.
I think there's Ryan, one. Ryan had Cheerios today. So
yeah, you listen to me down the line, eat that. But you know what I make for my son every day? He loves Spam, so I cook that.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's so good.
Just put it on the skillet?
Like it too. Well, we use the air fryer now. We're more advanced.
Oh, you air fry your Spam. I've never even had Spam. What does it even taste like?
Nasty.
You know, it just tastes salty and meaty salty.
Ew,
and
that's terrible.
I love it too. You can put it on. You can make a bagel sandwich with egg, cheese, and Spam in between a bagel. That's always good. Or you just eat it with some eggs and toast and hash browns or something. Yeah.
No way.
All right. Well. Nicole Murray, hold on a second.
Gross.
This is coming from the story you did where they're making breast milk ice cream and ketchup flavored smoothies. So you're now calling Spam gross.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I'm just here to deliver the news and give people the facts. I am not the one who created those things.
True. Back
so
up Nicole
what
on that.
Is in the news?
All right, so futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 224, the NASDAQ up 73, the S&P 500 down 5. Schnucks has announced plans to build a new, larger grocery store in an upcoming Crevecoeur complex. The new 68,000-square-foot market will replace the current Schnucks store nearby at 10650 Olive Boulevard. A new version of ChatGPT has arrived at that OpenAI CEO Sam Altman promises will have PhD-level smarts. OpenAI announced the release of ChatGPT-5, which it calls its fastest, smartest, and most useful model yet. A basic version of the new model is available for free, with paid options for higher usage also available. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its oral daily GLP-1 pill may offer similar weight loss results as weekly GLP-1 shots. Eli Lilly said the company's new orforglipron pill can offer up to an average of just over 27 pounds of weight loss, according to results from the first two of its phase 3 trials. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has fallen to its lowest level in 4 months. Freddie Mac reports the long-term rate fell to 6.63% from 6.72% last week. The Federal Trade Commission says Americans age 60 and older are reporting being victims of imposter scams in increasing numbers. Data says that in 2024, the FTC received more than 8,200 reports from adults age 60 and older claiming to have lost at least $10,000. That figure is up 362% from 2020. And finally, some parents are steering away from gentle parenting for a new style called FAFO, which basically stands for mess around and find out. This method focuses on letting kids face the consequences of their actions. For example, if a child refuses to wear a coat, they'll walk home cold.
Wow, actually facing consequences for what you do? This is a new concept for a lot of people.
Very true. Very true. I have friends who actually do this, though, and I have to say it works.
Yeah, they do the, what would you call it? And it's normally FAFO, but you're saying it's MAFO?
We can't
mess around.
Mess around.
We can't say what FAFO really stands for, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. You pick up what I'm putting down.
It's kids. Yeah, you have to change the terminology for kids. But I find that kids I think their ability to complain also increases in moments like that. So do they ever get to the point where they stop complaining if you make them responsible for their actions?
I mean, I've seen this in action, though. It's maybe they don't understand the idea of being taking responsibility, but when they want to argue and argue and argue, this kind of just lets the parent end the argument right then and there. Fine, you don't want to wear your coat, fine.
Kids like boundary. They really do. They like structure. They like boundaries. And I feel like parents think that they're being hateful toward their kids if they set those boundaries, but that actually is what the kid desires deep down. And I don't know, statistic after statistic points to gentle parenting not working. And it's hard as a parent, because all these things I said I would do, now having a son, I'm like, that's so hard. But that's actually for their own good. You're doing it out of love. And as long as you go about it with that in mind, you're not just doing it out of strict anger, then I think that's the best route. You can't, when my toddler throws a tantrum and is just chucking his toys or hitting, I can't sit here and say, now, Easton, we don't hit. And he's not going to say, okay, I'll no longer hit. It doesn't work like that. Right. He has to face a consequence. And after enough of those, he learns that's not what we do.
They'll thank you for it later.
Exactly.
Yeah. I take the, you know, when I was a kid, I had to walk uphill both ways to school, and my parents bought me Kmart shoes, which was basically Wonder Bread bags that tie off at the stop.
Do you have Kleenex boxes around, and those were your tennis shoes?
Exactly. But they complain about everything. Like, so we went to the outlet mall to get some before school shopping stuff, and their water bottles were empty. And I'm like, when I was a kid, we never drank water ever once. When I was an entire kid, we never complained about water not being available. We just didn't drink it. And you can't go an hour without a sip of water. You got to be kidding me, kids. So I go with the you don't know how good you have it approach, and it's not working.
When you're older, you get that, but not when you're younger.
I know.
Well,
Nicole
luck
Murray,
with
thank
one.
You so much.
We
appreciate
much,
the time. Just so you know, Kim, if you want to go online to Amazon, we buy the Spam in the 12 packs, low sodium. Because I mean,
oh yeah, gotta go low sodium.
Yeah, and the 12 pack of Spam you can get for $35, $36 on Amazon.
Apparently, people really like it. By the way,
People I really do.
So are backing you up on social media this morning, which I'm shocked at all of you who like spam. Spam and beans, spam eggs and tots. Gross.
Spam, spam, spam. You cut the spam, you slice it because it comes in like a block.
Ew, you're not making this sound any better, Ryan.
So do you know how on Thanksgiving you get the cranberry sauce?
Oh, I know.
And you open it up and it makes the noise. It goes.
Oh, yeah. Plop. I'm picturing it.
That's how the spam comes out of the can, like that. Plop. And it's got this little gel on the side. You kind of scrape it off for preservative.
Ew.
And then you slice it. You slice it in, you know, somewhat thin slices. And then you could either fry it up on a pan, put it in the air fryer, which fancy people like us do, air fryer people. And then you do 11 minutes at 375 degrees or something like that. You flip it halfway through. And then you come out. It's nice. For my daughter, who eats it once in a while, I slice it into what looks like French fries. And so she eats it like that, like spam fries. My son, I just give it sliced straight with the eggs in toast. I'll eat it with eggs, toast, and hash browns. It's the perfect breakfast.
The only thing I will agree with is what Bindi's saying, which is that spam's good to keep in your emergency food supply because it has a long shelf life. I will agree with that. But for any other circumstance, ugh. The way you're describing it is just making me not want it even more. You're a gel, and it comes out whoosh, in a can, like in a roll, and you have to cut it up, and this is gross.
Okay, if it was prepared for you, would you try it?
Yeah, I would try it, but there's definitely no way I'm going to be eating that as a staple.
Okay, would you be afraid you actually like it? Like, oh no, oh please don't like this, because now you don't want to be a spam person.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but
look at Mark, said, develop to feed our troops.
It's so processed. Ugh, I mean,
was designed to feed our World War II troops. If it's good enough for the greatest generation of all time, it's good
it's
enough
good
for
enough
me.
For Ryan Recker.
It is. All right, we have another news coming up after the break. Man, I could go for some spam right now. I may text my wife and say, hey, can you throw some spam in the air fryer for me so I can eat some between the break? Oh, does that sound good? You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So, Kim, did you see that scientists want to prevent AI from going rogue by first injecting it with evil thoughts in hopes that it will... So they put this plan out and they said, what we do is give these AI models a dose of evil, kind of like you're vaccinating it, and it becomes more resilient to evil data.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, essentially, what you're to do. So they think about in the past where people would ask it for prompts and it would spit back evil things, not knowing it was evil because it's a computer and it's AI. So they said, what we could do is we'll just introduce all the evil stuff too. So then it'll be at least self-aware that this is what not to do. And then it'll avoid it in the future.
But
you made the
comparison of the vaccines, and you know what happens sometimes when people get a dose of the dead version of the shot or of the virus? They get it. You get a flu shot, you get the flu. Yeah. You feel like you have the flu. And so this is probably what's going to happen. It's just going to turn the AI even more evil.
I feel this is the way to, if you really wanted AI to hide their evilness, then you put that in and let it fester underneath until they're ready to unveil it to the world.
I'm just thinking of Dr. Evil. Somehow my brain always goes back to Austin Powers. Have you been watching this whole Nicki Minaj challenge that people are doing? I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, but there's some scene in one of her music videos where she's wearing these really high stilettos and she's balancing in a seated position on something that doesn't look like you should be able to do that. I know it's hard to describe to you. Anyway, all these influencers on social media are trying to do it. Again, you're like sitting, but you're like on a counter balancing on like, say, two cans of soup and really, really high heels. And this Russian influencer was trying to do this challenge and she ended up falling backwards off of her kitchen counter and breaking her back. And apparently she's a pretty new mom. So she's newly postpartum and she falls backwards and breaks her spine. So do not attempt the Nicki Minaj stiletto challenge. It's just stupid. It's all for some dumb video on Instagram or TikTok so you can get likes.
Russia does have that one dance where they like get really low. So I'm surprised it was a Russian.
It was a Russian influencer.
Why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I just went to the outlet mall. I bought my stilettos.
Shoot.
I was going to do this after the show.
Today's the day. You could still do that.
Wasted all that money. No, you're telling me not to now. What am I going to do with those stilettos?
Just be more careful than this influencer.
Well, you might be able to wear it to the theater. I guess Hamilton is going to come back into movie theaters. Tickets are on sale now, which you can go watch the film in theaters in U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico on September 5th. And in theory, you would think I would really enjoy Hamilton because there's a historical aspect to it. But I think it's so dumb. All of this. My wife loves it. She traveled to go see the live show so she can see it with her friends. It's this big phenomenon, and I just can't get into it.
Mm-mm. I think I saw it on Disney when it was out for a while, and I felt like it was overrated. I didn't get the hype.
Wait, Ryan, you're a history buff, right?
I know a thing or two, yeah.
So the thing that gets me is like, how much they kind of praise Hamilton for doing all these great things. I don't know how much of that is actually true. What do you think?
I think they try to show the flawed nature. Now, keep in mind, I think the whole idea of Hamilton is that Lin-Manuel is someone that read the Hamilton biography and thought this was so fascinating, so I'll make it into a movie, or a play, rather, excuse me. And so he was basing his information off of the one author who was discussing the life of Hamilton that also discussed his flaws, but so he as a performer realized the good parts that need to go on stage, but there are the flawed parts too. So I think they're in there as far as I can tell.
So there was some stuff, they do the dumbest studies, but this study tried to figure out which was the most, or I'm sorry, what each state was best known for when it comes to dessert. I mean, as a native St. Louis, and I think, I mean, we should all know what Missouri's best known for. Do you know, Ryan, what dessert we're known for?
For desserts?
Yeah, yeah.
It would have to be the gooey butter cake.
Yes, that's the correct answer for Missouri. What about Illinois? I had no idea about this one.
Oh, Illinois, they like the mustard popsicles.
Well, I thought you were going to say something with Spam. Mustard popsicles, a really fantastic guess. They're saying it's the chocolate brownie. They're saying the chocolate brownie was invented at the Palmer House in Chicago back in 1893. And so I guess because it was invented there, they're saying that that's what they're best known for. So there you go. Chocolate brownie in Illinois.
Missouri has a waffle cone, too, though.
That we're known for?
If you think about it, right? World's Fair. Somebody fact-check me on that, but...
Okay. Krispy Kreme, by the way, talking about desserts, are officially out with their donut-inspired collab with Crocs. Apparently, the shoes cost $90.
What a dumb collaboration.
For a pair of Crocs.
So they just have big pictures of donuts on them?
Yeah, basically. I mean, if you look at them, if you think what a Croc looks like, they got the regular in sport mode, which you put the little flap behind your heel. And on the front, there's a donut with some frosting and sprinkles where the toes are.
Who's
but the donut's kind of separate. $90. People are going to buy these things.
Crocs are kind of ugly in the first place. And then you slap a picture of a donut on it, and it makes it even uglier.
You know how they say, make America great again? I want to go back to the time where Crocs were made fun of, as opposed to everyone wearing them.
Do they all wear them? I've never owned a pair.
So many people. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.